the territory I'm talking about covers the tip of James Bay to the west coast and the Hudson Bay coast from the Cape Heria de Maria to the York Factory of Manitoba, within 200 miles inland from the seashore. This is the Umuskiguo territory, and that is what I am talking about. I am not talking about the Ojibwe people, speaking people, 200 miles from the coast region and inland. I am not talking about the Cree-speaking people, which we call to the east coast of James Bay and the east coast of Hudson Bay, to the Labrador area. I am not talking about them. I am not talking about the Prairie or Plains Cree people. I am not talking about them. I am not talking about the Blackfoot tribes. I am not talking about the Ojibwe tribes that are living Kenora to Winnipeg area. I'm not talking about the Inuit people that live from Churchill and up. I am not talking about the Inuit people who live at the Belcher Island in Hudson Bay and to the Labrador, even up to the Baffle Island. No, I'm not talking about them. I am talking about this particular stretch of land which the people live, which they call themselves Umuskiguo. That is where I'm talking about. Any other tribes that live around this area, I don't know them. They have different beliefs, different practices, but similar to the Umuskiguo people. I am not considering I know everything else what the other tribes have, and I do not include their expertise. I do not include their style of doing things, only the Umuskiguo. This is the truth. I heard many, many things about the Ojibwe tribes. I heard many things about the East Coast Cree people. I heard about the Inuit peoples. I heard about Dene people to the Northwest Territories. And I heard about many other tribes across Canada in the way in which they practice their cultural beliefs and practice it. These are not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Umuskiguo and that stretch of land which I have described. So they call it Umuskiguo territory. But the Umuskiguo have always in the past blend well with the other tribes. They accepted other tribes who come to join their living, their life. They let it be the Ojibwe people, let it be the East Coast Cree people, and let it be the West Coast Plains people, or even the Blackfoot. I don't know about much about the Dene people. I do not speak that far. So this is the way those Umuskiguo developed their spiritual connection in life. At the beginning, the child is to dream, is to quest for dream, to try to find as much as he can dream, and to use the dream as a tool for his life. And then when he grew up, begin to be responsible, the accumulation of dreams to be used as ammunition or a tools for his survival, and for survival for his loved ones, his wife, his children, his grandchildren. So that is the whole thing. But the way they do it, it is individual who develop it. It is an individual who dream. It is not a church. Very few action they have done requires the audience or the assistance or to be assisted as they practice their own thing.